PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
In addition to releasing Android 13 Developer Preview 1, Android developers detailed the release schedule for the next version of Android to help developers prepare their apps before the new OS is released to consumers. Google has released the first developer preview of Android 13, giving us our first look at a feature that might arrive in the stable release later this year, the same year it released stable. Its first developer preview is more aimed at developers than end users, so it's recommended to wait until Google releases a stable version for Android 13, expected to be available for smartphones and tablets in June or July, before making it official release. At the end of this year, Google will release more Android 13 developer previews in February and March, with beta releases starting in April. Google has shared Google's Android 13 master plan in abstract terms. Developer previews will arrive between now and April, and move to beta through a final release after July. The first beta of Android 13 will arrive in April 2022, when early adopters will be able to provide feedback on Android 13. The first beta of Android 13 will arrive in April 2022, a month before the regular May release, which coincides with the Google I/O event. While the final release date for Android 13 is unknown, we do know that the last scheduled beta testing phase will take place in July 2022. Even before we saw this timeline, we thought the final version of Android 13 would be released in the fall, around the time of the Pixel 7 launch. While we don't know the exact release date of Android 13, the update schedule gives us a rough idea. When can you expect the next major version of Android? Following the Android 13 release schedule, and assuming there are no major hurdles in the update schedule, we can expect Google to release the stable version in August or September of this year. Google also unveiled the Android 13 roadmap, which you can see above. Android 13 doesn't seem to change things drastically, but Google will bring new features and design changes nonetheless. Right now, it doesn't look like there will be many visual changes in Android 13, as Android 12 was a big visual update in Android 12. Now, before we get started, I'd like to point out that the features available in Android 13 Developer Preview 1 are still new, and chances are that Google won't add these features to the final build of Android 13. Some of these initial features for the Android release is available to developers through the first preview, while others are expected in the coming months. In the next release of Android, we've started work on updating core Android libraries to match the OpenJDK 11 LTS release, with library updates and Java 11 programming language support for app and platform developers. These core library changes will also be made available to end users via Google Play system updates as part of the ART module for Android 12 and later. More Android updates via Google Play. In the next version of Android, we continue to expand our investment in Google Play system updates to provide apps with a more consistent and secure experience across all devices, as well as offer new features and functionality. Users, the new version of Android is about privacy, security, and developer productivity. With each new version of Android, Google is making Google's mobile operating system more secure and private, giving users more control over what matters most. Every year, Google releases a new version of Android for phones, tablets, and other gadgets. While most OEMs have just started rolling out Android 12 updates to their devices, Google is not only testing the beta version of its tablet-focused Android 12 L update, but is also working on Android 13 behind the scenes at the same time. Following Android 12 L Beta 3, Google has just announced our first look at Android 13. While Google has just unveiled the final beta of Android 12 L, a feature update for tablets and other large-screen Android 12L devices, today the company has eliminated Android 13. Androids is the next major update to the Android operating system. In addition to the new experience, Google has this time revealed the name of its next version of Android. The initial release gave us an early look at Android 13 and introduced many new features, API updates, UI changes, and behavior changes to the Android platform. The developer preview release provides an initial development and testing environment that you can
use to try out new APIs, identify compatibility issues in your apps, and plan to migrate or use features required for Android 13. Each step of the preview plan can help you prepare apps for stable AOSP and Android ecosystem. The developer API will be finalized in the developer preview, and you can upload the final SDK to Android Studio, target the official API level, and compile against the official API. If you want to target Android 13 in the meantime and build with the new Android 13 APIs, you will need to target Android 13 developer by setting the app's target SDK version and min SDK version to S, and the build's Gradle SDK version to the value Android preview build C. You are installing Android 13 developer preview 1 using the Android Flash tools, but we recommend waiting for the beta to appear on the Google Trial OTA system and registering your Pixel. Now is the time to start final testing and development, to ensure that a compatible version of your app is ready for users to use in the final version of the Android ecosystem. Episode 4.